If you have a chance to go to the Holy Land and have a pilgrimage, many of the pilgrimage would start, especially when they start in Galilee, but I think most of the pilgrimage in the Holy Land starts in Galilee. The first day, actually, and the first site that you will visit is Cana. So that at the beginning of your pilgrimage, you will have a mass at Cana, the place traditionally believed where that house was. And there is a church right now there where the wedding, according to tradition, happened. And after the mass, the couples in the pilgrimage will renew their vows. What a wonderful way to start the pilgrimage. They will have a renewal of vows in the place where the wedding of Cana happened. In John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, the description of the wedding of Cana says that Jesus performed his first miracle by transforming water into wine. Why did he do that? Okay. One, he wanted to help the couple who was in a very terrible and embarrassing situation. For a celebration, a Jewish celebration, to run out of wine is very embarrassing. So that Jesus, through Mary, did the first miracle by converting water into wine. The second reason is, as said in our gospel today, to manifest his glory. Okay? Let me explain this. Okay? First, wine is an essential element in any Jewish celebration. Okay? It's a very essential element in any Jewish celebration. So that the rabbis would say, without wine, there is no joy in any celebration. Okay? Imagine a wedding and suddenly they run out of wine. It's a big deal. Big deal for them to run out of wine. It's a terrible embarrassment to the groom, to the bride, but most especially to the family of the groom. So that when Mary said they ran out of wine, Jesus knew exactly what to do. And the first miracle happened. This is the first of the seven signs that you will find in the Gospel of John. And this is also the first of, after this sign, this miracle, comes the lengthy discourse. And there are also seven discourses in the Gospel of John, just as there are seven signs. So that for every sign, every miracle, there is a long discourse explaining the significance of the miracle or the sign. Okay, the sign. What are the lessons that we can learn from our gospel today? There are many. But let me give you just two. By the way, before I forget, do you know why they run out of wine? Do you know? Anybody? Any theory? Anybody? Any theory why they run out of wine? They did not count the number of people that are coming. They did not expect. But if you listen attentively to the gospel says Mary was invited and Jesus and his disciples. Can you imagine 12 men suddenly barging into a celebration? 12 men. Huh? That's why they said they ran up out of wine, because there were so many visitors, so many unexpected visitors. Second, do you know that why there is those six jars? Okay? Those six jars are for ceremonial washing. In Jewish culture, every time there is a meal, especially a celebration, all the visitors, of course, look at the context of this. This is Palestine. And visitors are walking from one place to another. What happens? It's a desert. It's dusty, so that their feet would be dusty and their hands would be dirty. So the Jewish ceremonial rituals would wash the hands of every visitor. And that's why they have six jars containing 20 to 30 gallons to wash the hands of those who are going to participate in the meal. And this is where that wine came from. It was already empty because there was so many visitors. And also another detail, remember that in Jewish weddings, it lasts for a week. The ritual lasts for a day, but the celebration lasts for a week. So that couples, bride will be wearing their bridal gown, the groom, the bride with the crown, the groom with his groom's robe. And for 6 days after the wedding, they would be in their house. They don't go to honeymoon during that time. They just stay in their house. And for 6 days, they will be staying in the house of the groom, and visitors still coming. They will come in and out. They would bring food, fed, but they are expected to be what? Entertained, fed, and also serve wine. And that runs for 1 week. And they treat the groom and the bride like king and queen. That's how they have a Jewish wedding during that time. Now, two lessons. First lesson, Jesus acted out of love. At this time in the gospel, we know very few about Jesus. One, that he was a working man. He was a carpenter. Two, that he was living with Mary. Three, that he loved his mother and loved his people. So that when Mary said, they ran out of wine, Jesus acted with love and the goodwill towards the newly couple, the newly married couple, their families, and their guests. Many times you would see Jesus act that way. Look at the multiplication of bread. You'll find that in John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15. After Jesus had preached a long and lengthy, instructions, people started to, be hungry because they've been following Jesus from one place to another. And his disciples went to Jesus and said, Lord, I think you should send them home. Send them to the nearest towns and villages so that they can look for food. But Jesus, in his heart, asked care and love and said, feed them themselves. Feed them. And then the multiplication of bread happened. When Jesus was in Jerusalem, he heard that his friend Lazarus was sick, really sick. You find that in John chapter 11. And then, after a few days, Jesus still stayed in Jerusalem, Until a news came that Lazarus is already dead. And Jesus went to visit Mary and Martha. Mary stayed at home. Martha went to meet Jesus halfway. And when he saw Jesus, he told Jesus, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus said that famous text in John chapter 11, verse 25. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who comes to me, he who believes in me, will, even though he lives, will die. But he who lives and believes in me will never die." And then he went to the tomb of Lazarus, and you will find that in John chapter 11, verse 43. Went to the tomb of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come out. Come out." But before that, there was a word that really expressed that how Jesus acted with love. And you know what word was that? Jesus, anybody? Jesus wept. Jesus wept. When Martha was complaining that if you have been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. Jesus, who saw that, just to show. And people who saw that said, "Look how much he loved Lazarus." But those who were against him, they had another theory. "Yes, he loves Lazarus, but why did he delay?" See, even if you, whatever you do, there will always be those who are with you and those who are against you. Okay. Second and last point, second lesson. Mary's humility and his confident prayer. Confident prayer. You see, Mary just told Jesus a need. And Jesus acted on that need. If we listen to God, if we trust God's love, his mercy, and his compassion, and his goodness, many times we pray to God of our difficulties. It's common, right? But many times also, after praying our difficulties to God, what do? We tell God the best solution for our difficulties. That happens many times. As if we are telling God, "Lord, yes, this is my difficulty, but this is how to solve it. Can you please do it this way?" If we can only trust God, really, like Mary, then we can bring to God any situation in our life without trying to determine how God would act on it. We are like trust. That's humility. I wish we are like Mary. Verse 5 in our gospel today, Mary told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you." That's the same disposition when Mary felt the call, and Mary was there when angel Gabriel showed himself to Mary and said, "Full of grace, you are chosen to be the mother of God." And what did Mary said? And you will find that in Luke chapter 1, verse 55. When Mary said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." Just full of confidence. Whatever the Lord tells, I will just follow. When Mary said to the servants, do whatever he tells you, that's total confidence that whatever his son tells the servant, that would be the best way. Look at how Mary acted. Mary is here to bring people to Jesus. Many of us have devotion to Mary. Some have sometimes wrong devotion to Mary. Ever since, from the beginning, Mary's role was to bring people to Jesus, to introduce people to Jesus, and to bring people to have a do whatever Jesus, and to have an experience of Jesus. Do whatever he tells you. I hope in our life, as we celebrate this Sunday of the Gospel of the Wedding of Cana, we remember these two lessons. Jesus always acts with love in his heart. And second, we remember that Mary's humility and his confident prayer. Please all stand.